710 at Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Jealous of all of those who have 2 hour delays and are off work today.
Or off school.
Or off school, all that good stuff. It's really cold on the outside. Be careful wherever you're headed today. I know one person, actually not a person, but my pet is not a fan of these ridiculous cold temperatures. Now, if you are a dog owner or a pet owner, you can probably relate, unless you have like a Siberian Husky or dogs that love this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I have an 18-pound pug, and it's been so cold out lately. When I try to take him outside, he looks at me like, you got to be kidding me, bro. Do you realize I'm not a Siberian Husky? I'm an 18-pound
right.
pug. I don't live in 5-degree temperatures. And lately, Rachel, I feel so bad for my dog Bentley, because I take him out, and when his paws hit the cement, or especially like the grass, snow, ice area, he will lift up his paws and start
yeah.
limping because he doesn't want to mess with it. So my dog has went from being a really slow dog outside to now he's like Usain Bolt trying to get back into the house.
Dude,
I ain't messing with this.
I'm like Usain Bolt trying to get in from the parking lot. Of course your dog's going to hate it.
How is your dog, little Morky, getting
little
along?
Little Gizmo.
In this?
She's not even 4 pounds yet. She's only 4 months old. So we're not really going outside, because the last time I took her outside, the snow was so deep that literally she couldn't even get out into it. Like, it was taller than she was, and I didn't want to put her through that. So she has potty pads in the house that she can use.
I bet it's like an avalanche every time for little Gizmo when she goes outside.
Yeah, we wanted to put her in there once to see what she thought of it, and it was just a terrible experience, and she looked at us like she hated us, so we just haven't done it to her ever since then.
All I know is I'm thinking about investing in some Tom Brady UGG boots for
yes.
my dog Bentley, and letting him, you know, do his thing out there, because he needs something. Maybe
yeah.
a Snuggie. I don't know, Rachel, but he needs something to keep him warm.
I literally was looking at some yesterday. I think I'm about to get them today, like pink ones for her.
There you go. Good luck with that. Good morning. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a beagle. Her name is Calypso.
Aww.
Calypso. I have never heard that name for a pet, and I actually really like that. Good job.
It fits her very well.
How is little Calypso getting along outside in these ridiculous cold temperatures?
It takes her about like 15 minutes to actually go to the bathroom, and then once she's done, so we run back inside, and then she burrows inside of my blankets on my bed. Like, she just like curls up and makes like a little like hiding place for her. Occasionally it'll like freak you out, because you'll look and you're like, wait a minute, those covers are moving. Why are they moving?
Right. Aww. How cute. I know. My little Morky hates going outside, and I feel so bad that I just let her have her little potty pad and do whatever she wants. But I think I'm about to cave, and I need to go get her little puppy UGG boots before I take her outside, though, because I'll feel bad.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that so terrible? Like, I really think I'm actually like a parent to a human child. You know?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, especially on days like this. You want to make sure your dog is taken care of, that it has all the hot cocoa and blankets and UGG boots that it needs to get through these cold days.
For sure.
Anyway, well, I tell you what, you tell Calypso we said what's up, and have a great
Will
Tuesday.
Do. You too.
Bye.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.